Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
Njoba ngishilo ke ukuthi nginomfundisi uMondli Dlamini ezosithulela ke i-motivation kulolu suku. In fact sizoba naye kulenyanga yonke ka-February njengoba ke kuyinyanga yothando. Hey, uyaza yikho into enhle mfundisi njengothando. Sawubona mfundisi, sawubona mfundisi.
Ngiyabingela kuwena sis Mathe and the whole Radio Pulpit family.
Oh, thank you so much ukuthi usijoine kulenyanga.
Amen.
Amen. Mfundisi, mhlambe laba bakhohliwe ukuthi ubani umfundisi uMondli Dlamini, ungasitshela kancane nje ngaye.
Hey, sis Mathe Bonge, I'm a dual citizen. Originally ngizalwa eKZN, I'm from KZN, but I'm also based in Johannesburg. We've got our church in KZN, have a little family church, the church that I pastor. Yes.
Thank you so much, Mfundisi. Okay, before ke uzoqhubeka ngimotivation yakulolu suku, thi ngidlule ngomyalezo la. Hey, phela yazi namhlanje bengikhumbule ngale eBotswana, so ngiyabona abathumela ama message lana. Uyashumlaleli uthi yo gikopa laphi, uthi usepha laphi eBotswana, uthi much love. Uthi yo ngilalele, uthi ngikulalele Sister Bahle, uthi blessings. Siyanthanda ngempela ngale eBotswana. Okay, Mfundisi. Yeah, usiphatheleni namhlanje.
I think namhlanje sisibase, let's talk about relating well with other people. Relating to others.
Yes.
Yeah.
Good.
Yes. Yeah.
Ungaqhubeka
mfundisi. Just go for it. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Bonga sisibase. Nabalaleli egameni lika Jesu Christu, inkosi iseyinhle nantambama. Kafushane nje ngifuna ke sibheke indaba yokurelate nabantu, indlela esihlalisana kahle nayo nabantu. We are social beings. We are social beings. Akekho umuntu ongayiphilela ngokwakhe, noma singana impahla eningi, sibe nayo ingcebo eningi. Kodwa leyo nto ayisivali isikhala sesidingo somuntu in our lives. So we are social beings. So this afternoon, I would really like us to have a look at how we relate with other people. Kunevethelithi hlalisana ngokuthula nabantu bonke, hlalisana ngokuthula nabantu bonke. Ongenayo, ongenako ukuthula angeke ayibone inkosi. So kulenyanga yokuphakambisa uthando, it's not only about the month of love, but we should be living in love for the rest of our lives. Maybe I'd like to use a scripture reference in the book of Luke chapter 10 verse 27 wakhona ngizocaphuna nje just a short verse in that scripture. It says, love your neighbor as you love yourself. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. So ke balaleli nawe sisibahle, I want to make a statement, a proposition ukuthi abantu siyabadinga empilweni zethu, siyabadinga abantu empilweni zethu, siyabudinga ubudlelwane obuhle obuphilayo ezimpilweni zethu. So now the measure that the scripture is using today is talking about loving your neighbor as you love yourself. I think nje makuza ethandweni kubalekile ukuba siqale la amandla ethu efika khona. Kunzima ukuthanda uNkulunkulu ungambonanga uhluleka ukuthanda umakhelwane oseduze nawe. Our neighbors are people that are close to us, are people that will get to us first when we're in trouble, people that we see, that we put an experience with. So again, now the Bible says we should love ourselves. We should love our neighbors just as we love ourselves. Okushukuthi izinto oyifisela zona nokuzithandayo akube it's the same thing oyifisela omunye umuntu. Noma ake ngibeke ngenye indlela ngithi kubalulekile ukuthi ebantwini esiseduze nabo nesisondelene nabo nesixhumana nabo senze izinto kubo esithanda ukuthi nabo bazenze kithina. So what goes around comes around.
True.
So whatever actions that we take towards others, so lokho kufanele si understand ukuthi izenzo ezinjalo zimbewu, they are the seeds. Zimbewu. So now let's cultivate a seed of love. Firstly, in our own surroundings, nasebantwini abaseduze nathi, silwele ukuphula singabe abantu abaxabanisayo singabe abantu ababhedizayo kodwa silwele lendaba yokuthola ngoba lento esiyenza kwabanye abantu actually in actual fact we are doing it to God uthi uNkulunkulu kwesinye scripture uthi ngangilambile aningiphanga ukudla yabona ngangilambile aningiphanga ukudla so bathi laba ke sakubona nini ulambile bathi uthi uJesu ke no lokho enikwenze kwabanye nikwenze kimi so kukubalela ukuthi ama actions wethu sikhambisa uthando kulenyanga yothando kube ama actions that are cultivating love that are cultivating inhlalo kahle nabanye abantu so izinto esiyidisela zona akube izinto esiyidisela nabanye abantu so kunamazwi amanye ashiwo ubaba uDr John Maxwell uthi abanye abantu they cause happiness when they live and the other people they create happiness whenever wherever they go so khona umuntu nangabe hamba kujabula abantu kube injabulo kwabanye abantu kona khona futhi omunye umuntu othangaba esifika endaweni afike abe i source of happiness as nentokozo as nenjabulo so and I think we've got a choice this evening ukuthi lapho sikhona ku environment yethu are we creating happiness are we the source of happiness are we cultivating the atmosphere of love are we cultivating an atmosphere of loving other people just as we love ourselves so uma ngibona uba ngisendaweni la khona mhlambe ngihlukumeza abanye abantu and if that will cause me uma ngithaba if that will cause me them to be happy it means that I must create a space so that other people might be happy. What I put to compare must be intentional in our actions, in cultivating a culture of love. Ngeke sibe nawo wonke la manye ama-social ills. Uma izwe lakithi kuyizwe elinothando ama-families wethu, kungama-families anothando, individuals within the families, kungama-individuals grown up, cultivated the seed of love. We need one another. Kunesinye isisho esithi none of us is smarter than all of us. None of us is smarter than all of us. Kuthi uma ngabe ufuna ukuhamba a long distance, ufuna ukuhamba a long distance, you bring others with you. You bring others with you, but if you want to travel fast and not too far, you go alone. So we need one another, we need each other as individuals. And we serve God through people. We serve God through people. And uNkulunkulu uyabasebenzisa abantu. Uyabasebenzisa abantu ukuletha izinto ezithize empilweni zethu. For example, God will work your promotion through other people. There are people that God will send to your life and abasebenzise as step ladders or as scaffoldings in building your future and making sure that you get to your destiny. So now as you progress in life, kubalulekile ukuthi sirelate kahle nabanye abantu. Sibathanda abantu njengalokhu sithanda thina. Si understand ukuthi into esiyenza komunye umuntu imbewu and iyobuya it will come back to us. Pressed down, shaken together, running over to make room for more. And sometimes mase ibuya we might fail to recognize it because ibuya say doubled, ibuya say more than what we did to others. Maybe in this month of love, let's cultivate, let's promote an act of kindness and kube a lifestyle, kube a habit yethu as individuals, kube a habit yethu njengesizwe, kube a habit yethu njengama families. And believe me sisibahle ukuthi in most ama social ills amaningi esinawo or gender based violence and etc will be healed out of all those things because we are living in a culture of love. Let's relate well with others. Let us invest. Into oyenza komunye umuntu, it is an investment. You are investing. Sometime down the line, you're going to reap a reward of your actions towards others.
Yeah.
So that's very important. So ukuthi sicabange nge harvest in advance. Ukuze if harvest esifunayo down the line, it inform the kind of seed that we need to sow in the now.
Yeah.
And I want to change a harvest without changing a seed. Ezinye sivunayo empilweni zethu right now zimithelela yembewu esitshalile. So it's crucial ukuthi in this month of love, the last promoter corner uthando, let's cultivate the seed of love. invest in other people, one day you're going to reap a dividend. Mm. You're going to reap a dividend that is pressed down, shaken together, running over to make room for more. And maso phezulu ungabakhohle abantu uNkulunkulu abasebenzisile ukuthi akubeke la ekubeka khona. Don't neglect, don't undermine the people that God has used in your life as your scarf holdings. Asikubekuthule, sikhathivate ukuthula, sikhathivate uthando, sirelate kahle nabantu, sihlalisane kahle nabantu, uthande umakhelwane wakho, somebody that is next to you, that is close to you, njengalokho uzithanda wena. Zonke izinto ozibhisela zona akube ilezi ozibhisela umakhelwane. Maybe as a point of departure, sisibahle, one of the things that we can reflect on and ponder on to measure ukuthi sithanda kangakanani, maybe we can use indlela esithanda ngayo umakhelwane as a measurement ukuthi sithanda kangakanani, because the Bible says love your neighbor just as you love yourself. Ukuthi if you hate your neighbor, you don't love yourself. Awuzibiseli izinto ezintsha. Love your neighbor just as you like the stuff. Believe you me, if umakhelwane ehlezi kahle sisibahle nabalaleli, nawe uyohlala kahle. Inkinga kamakhelwane iyinkinga yakwakho. Uma umakhelwane enenkinga yokuthi mhlambe unengane exposed kuma drugs, that becomes a problem as well. Uma umakhelwane enenkinga yokuthi mhlambe ingane yakwakhe iyathatha and etc., that becomes your problem. Nawe ngeke uhlale kahle. You put some better cards and all those things to try and protect yourself and put the high walls, because we are bigger against your neighbor. Ilwele inhlalakahle yakho nomakhelwane, your environment, uinvest kwabanye abantu, the act of love, the act of kindness, one day it will come back to you, pressed down, shaken together, running over to make room for more.
Yo. Yo, indeed, mfundisi, no man is an island. Siyadingana singabantu, yebo, ukuze ke kube nempumelelo, ukuze ukwazi ukuphokophela phambili, udinga abanye abantu. Lapho uwakhona bakwazi ukuthi bakuphakamise. Thank you so much ukuthi usikhumbuze kule ntambama, ekutheni sirelate kahle futhi singabantu. Bless you mfundisi. Sikuthola kuphi? Bakuthola kuphi abalaleli mhlambe uma bethanda ukuxoxa nawe ungekho la emoyeni?
Ngikhona ku Facebook sisibahle, PS Mondi Dlamini, PS Mondi Dlamini. Inamba yami yocingo ithi 079-529-1792. Bese ngibe khona ku LinkedIn, angangeni ke ngapha kuma Twitter nezinye izinto sangixaka lezo. Amen. Sizofunda.
Hamba neyikhathi mfundisi, hamba neyikhathi. Siya Twitter, siya Instagram.
Amen. Amen.
Na ku TikTok ngena mfundisi.
Hallelujah. Yes.
Amen. Sizohlangana futhi next week. Inkosi nje ikubusise.
Sibonga kakhulu sisibahle, sithi nje 2 avela kana 1, intambo emicumthathu ayinakugqabuka. So avelithi kahle nabantu, inkosi nibusise.
Umfundisi Shawn Sitlhari uthi powerful message, uthando, love. Waphinde washo naye egcizelela le ndaba yokuthi no man is an island. Okhali Mambo naye uthi amen ku-motivation. Thank you mfundisi, bless you.
Amen. Thank you very much, Mr. God bless you and dear listeners.
Ya angimphelezele ke umfundisi uMondli Dlamini, siya ngale eBotswana. Ngikulandela uThepo Lusole uthi use me, oh Lord.
One vision, one voice, one message. Radio Pulpit 657 AM and 729 Cape Pulpit, impacting lives from Gauteng to the Cape.
If you need prayer, please send your request to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za or WhatsApp 067-429-7564, or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.co.za.
Radio Pulpit's Facebook page makes you more a part of the station than ever before. Now you can give your opinion regarding our programs or even contact your favorite presenter. You can get the latest news and existing programs and communicate with other listeners. Come on, let your fingers do the talking on Radio Pulpit's Facebook page. It's interactive and dynamic. Just visit facebook.com/radiopulpit. You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.